every life, yours, mine, everybody else's, bears some kind of fruit. Sometimes it's good fruit, other times, yeah, it's bad fruit. And bad fruit, well, it's bad, isn't it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we kick off a new series of messages called The Fruit of the Spirit. It is fantastic to be with you on a fresh new week here on A Different Perspective. Let me ask you a question, a hypothetical if you like. You go out and you decide to buy two dogs. One is a big black dog, massive, powerful. The other one is one of those small dogs, you know, soft, cuddly, white, floppy ears, sharp eyes. So you have these two dogs, the big black one and the small white one. Here's the question. As they grow up from puppies into adult dogs, which one will grow up to be the stronger one? Think about it. The answer is quite simple, the one that we feed. It's a bit like that with us too. We all have good inside, a capacity to do really wonderful things. And we have a darker side. You know, that rotten, selfish side to each one of us. Which one's going to dominate our lives? Which one's going to be the stronger of the two? Answer, the one that we feed. When we think about it, we do all bear fruit in our lives. We're like a tree, you know. We put our roots down somewhere. Sometimes we pick a good plot of dirt. Sometimes we pick a not-so-good plot of dirt. And our roots go down and we grow like a tree. And ultimately, our life grows some fruit. And it's interesting, but the fruit isn't for us to eat. The fruit is for other people to eat. The fruit is the impact that we have on the lives of other people. Work, home, family, friends, relatives, work colleagues. You know, the life that we live out day after day after day, in the morning when we get up and have toast and coffee, during the day at work or at school or at home, whatever it is we do, in the evening when we come home again at dinner time, just the accumulation of little things that we do every day, the simple things, the nice things we say, the not-so-nice things we say, the encouragement we give to people, the criticism we meet out sometimes, all the little things that we do and the occasional big thing we do, they accumulate into fruit. And it's the fruit of our lives that other people consume. Let me ask you, what does your fruit look like? What does it taste like? What does it smell like? If you were to ask the people around you, the people who are close to you, the people you deal with day after day after day, what's my fruit like? I wonder what they'd say. Maybe that's a sobering thought. 2,000 years ago, the Apostle Paul wrote a letter to a church in Galatia. It's known as the Book of Galatians in the New Testament. He talks about fruit, the two different types of fruit, the two sides of who we are. On the one hand, he says, look, you have a human nature, and human nature being what it is, we can be selfish and grumpy, and we can actually bear some bad fruit in our lives. And on the other side, we have a capacity to have a relationship with God, and out of that relationship, we can bear some good fruit. Now, it's interesting. He doesn't say, look, we've got a good side and a bad side. He says, look, basically, our human nature is selfish. And basically, if we rely on our human nature, then we ultimately are going to bear bad fruit. And you know something? Even though we can do some good things, at the end of the day, we are selfish creatures, are we not? At the end of the day, if it wasn't for the rule of law, it would be anarchy in our society. In fact, some of the areas where this program goes are experiencing exactly that in society because people ultimately, bottom line, are selfish. So the key difference between what Paul is saying and what we might hear as being there is good within you type philosophy is that he's saying there isn't any good in us. Ultimately, we need God to really experience that good. This is what he says. He says, listen to me, live by the Spirit and you won't gratify the desires of your human nature. Because our human nature wants things that conflict with God's Spirit. And God's Spirit wants stuff in our lives that are contrary to the desires of our human nature. They're in conflict with one another so that we end up doing the things that we don't want to do. It's a bit like that conflict of the two dogs. You know, which one is going to be the stronger one, the one that we feed? And Paul's saying here, look, live by the Spirit, feed that side of your life, and you won't end up chasing the desires of your human nature. Now, we all have the most amazing potential. You do. You may not believe it, but you go and look in the mirror and you can do some things that other people can't. You are a bundle, as am I, of gifts and abilities on the one side and failures and weaknesses on the other side. We're a bundle of that. Each one of us comes as a package deal, do we not? And I really relate to that bit where he says, look, there's a side to you where you can live with God and you can do what God wants you to do. On the other side, if you want to chase after what your human nature wants to do, those two things are going to be in conflict with each other. So we end up doing the things we don't want to do. Now, basically, we want to have good fruit, don't we? But selfishness and insecurity and all that other stuff gets in the road. And that conflict robs us of what God's got planned for us. And then he goes on to say, but if we allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit, we won't be oppressed by the rules that don't work with our human nature. Now, the outworkings of that human nature, they're obvious: sleeping around, worshipping idols, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, arguments, factions, envy, drunkenness. You know what I'm talking about. If that's the life you choose for yourselves, a life oppressed by your human nature, you're not going to inherit God's goodness. See, I used to think that this was some judgmental Christian talking. You know, the moment he gets on with sexual immorality and sleeping, I think, oh, okay, here come the Christians, you know. The prudes are talking about sex again. Don't do this and don't do that. But he's saying, look, those things in the human nature, you know, the things that just don't work, they are obvious. And when you think about it, sleeping around, worshipping idols, witchcraft, it's interesting, he lists those, and then he goes on to talk about hatred and jealousy and fits of rage and selfish ambition. All of those things Paul puts in the one bucket and says, they don't work. And you hang around with that sort of stuff in your life, and it's going to ruin your life, and you're not going to inherit the goodness that God's got planned for you. And he goes on to say, don't kid yourselves. If you feed your human nature, here's what will happen. You'll end up wearing the obvious consequences. But if you turn towards God, the Holy Spirit in your life, then you'll reap his eternal life, starting right here and right now. Which ones of those list of bad fruit have you got in your life? Have I got in my life? Right now. Come on, let's be honest with ourselves. You look at them, and maybe the television shows say they work, but in your heart of hearts, in my heart of hearts, come on, we know that they don't work. Then Paul goes on to say, but the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. What a contrast between our human nature that wants to be selfish and do things that we know aren't going to work. I don't know what it is about us, but we do things we just know are going to ruin our lives and the lives of people around us because that's human nature. But the fruit of the Spirit, you know, you put your roots down in the Holy Spirit. You put your roots down into God, and his living water that Jesus talked about will come up, and you won't be able to help it. You are just going to grow good fruit. Now, when you look at them, do you and I want to have love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control? Do we want that in our lives? Yeah, of course we do, because when we look at that list, we know it works. Problem is, we can't do it for ourselves. Problem is, we can't construct that in our own lives. And that's why, over these next couple of weeks, we're going to be looking at the fruit of the Spirit. Because that junk we have, we want to get rid of. And this good stuff, this good fruit, this stuff that comes from God, that comes from His Spirit, that's the stuff we want. So this week and next week, we're going to be looking at the quality of that wonderful fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, from a different perspective. Sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.